Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisro Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 15th installment on Reflections on Shabbos. We were discussing yesterday the idea from the Sivas Shalom that Torah and mitzvot in general are referred to as God selling us something. Shabbos is referred to as God giving us something. So then the Sivas Shalom takes this one step further, and he says, now that we're thinking of Shabbos as a gift, there's actually one more nuance, even in the context of Shabbos. In the davenings of Shabbos, in the prayers of Shabbos, it's sometimes referred to as a gift, and it's sometimes referred to as an inheritance. For example, we have in the davening, V'lo nisato elokeinu l'gayeyo aratzos, God did not give the Shabbos to the other nations of the world. V'lo hinchalto ma'okeinu l'ovdei v'silim, and God did not grant it as an inheritance to idol worshippers. So in consecutive phrases, there's reference to a gift and reference to an inheritance. Especially if we're focusing on the difference between a gift and a sale, what's the difference now between a gift and an inheritance? So the Nesiv HaShalom explains as follows. He says that normally when a person receives a gift, there's something that they did in some way to make the giver want to bestow this gift upon them. Normally, you don't just see someone in the street and give them a gift. Normally, the person was very devoted. They were a devoted employee. They were a devoted volunteer. Whatever, you give them a gift. Doesn't have to be that way, but that's common. Now, that's not the same thing as a sale, because a sale is you tell them they have to give you X, and then you'll give them Y. This is the giver is initiating, but it's normally coming in response of something. A Yerusha, a Nachala, an inheritance, is not a response to anything. A person died, and their next of kin inherits it. It could be the next of kin was amazingly devoted. It could be the next of kin was totally detached. At least in a Torah context, before you get into wills and things of that sort and how wills fit with halacha, in a Torah context, inheritance is purely based on lines of relation, not how good of a nephew they were. So he says as follows, Shabbos could be a little bit of both. Shabbos, on the one hand, if you're a Jew, you have Shabbos. We don't have to earn the Shabbos. Shabbos has been existing from the beginning of time. It's just there. On the other hand, if we conduct ourselves in a certain way, we could be deserving of a gift of Shabbos. And the Slonim Rebbe says, yes, a gift has to be earned and an inheritance doesn't have to be earned. But a gift is given with a spirit of generosity and an inheritance is very cut and dry. So the upside of a gift is, generally speaking, a gift is given above and beyond. And an inheritance is just a very technical thing, cut and dry. The deceased owned this. There are three sons, split it three ways, next. So he says as follows. We have a choice. We can treat Shabbos as a Yerusha, a Nachala, an inheritance. It's coming to us. We can observe the halachos of Shabbos. We cannot really make an effort to make Shabbos a special day. And you know what? We'll still have a blessing. We'll still have this wonderful bracha that it is to have a day of Shabbos. But we could treat it like a gift. And the way we treat it like a gift is we do something that would make God want to bestow it upon us with overflowing blessing. You know what we can do to make him want to give us a gift? What we can do to make him want to give us a gift is we can try to channel the spirituality and the deeper meaning of Shabbos. The more we attempt to channel the spirituality and deeper meaning of Shabbos, the more we'll receive that, because God will give more to us. We should all be zoche, of course, to keep the laws of Shabbos and have pleasant Shabbos and have family connections on Shabbos. But in our own lives, we should merit to be worthy recipients of a gift of Shabbos. Thank you all for joining us in this series. I would like to thank Reuven Mizrahi and Nechem Yaman very much, from Nechem Yaman with Yad Yehuda, very much for their efforts in the recording of this and the distribution of it. May we b'mehirah v'yameinu speedily in our day. May we be zocha to the ultimate redemption and the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. Thank you so much for joining us, and have a good Shabbos.